Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Angela Connerly.
Okay, you can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
Thanks. You guys both have a great rest of your day, and best of luck, Ms. Connerly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, hello, this is Angela.
Yes.
Hi, Angela. My name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may qualify in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Before we go ahead and get started, I did just want to confirm some information about you. Are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Thank you. And I have your first name here is Angela, and the last name Connerly is that C-O-N-E-R-L-Y.
Yes.
Okay, and I have a phone number for you as 601-258-1987. Is that also correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and move forward. As it pertains to the Depo Provera case, have you already found an attorney, or this would be your first time?
First time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you hadn't signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. And did you take Depo Provera shots for at least one full year with four separate injections within that 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and after taking the Depo Provera for at least a year, were you then diagnosed with meningioma?
Not within a year. It was like in 2018.
Okay, no worries, and it could have been, you know, even present day, but you were diagnosed with meningioma, right? That was what you were diagnosed with?
Yes, ma'am.
I see, and again, I'm really sorry to hear that. You said that was 2018. What was the exact month and day? Do you remember?
September the 20th of 2018.
Okay, got it. So I'll go ahead and put then September 20th of 2018. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
February the 25th, 76.
76, okay, got it. Okay, so I have your date of birth here as February 25th, as in 2-5, 1976. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had also taken Depo Provera and was injured similar to you, or was it just you, to the best of your knowledge?
Just me, to the best of my knowledge.
Got it. Thank you so much. And was it the name brand Depo Provera that you were using?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you did confirm that you had at least four separate injections before diagnosis, right?
Yes, ma'am.
When would you say that you started using the Depo Provera? Do you remember the year?
Like in 2015.
Okay. And if you're not sure of the date, did you just want me to go ahead and put January 1st of 2015?
No, ma'am. It was like in March.
Did you want me
like
to go
the
ahead?
Beginning of March.
How's March 1st of 2015 as your start date?
Okay.
Okay. And when would you say that you stopped using the Depo Provera?
I stopped using it in, like, September of 2018.
Okay, so right around your diagnosis, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Then I'll go ahead and put September 1st of 2018, okay?
Okay.
And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. And Ms. Angela, besides first and last name Angela Connerly, do you also go by a middle name or middle initial, or just Angela Connerly?
I have a middle name, Ms. Ware.
Okay. Would you be able to spell that out for me?
W-A-R-E.
Perfect. Okay. And social?
434-314-494.
I'll read that back to you. I have 434-314-494. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I also already have an email here for you, which is A and then Connor, C-O-N-E-R, 76 at gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes.
Perfect. And what is going to be the best address for you?
The best address for me is 916 Park Avenue, Columbia, Mississippi, 39429.
And is that a house or do you have an apartment, a unit number?
It's a house.
Okay, so I have 916 Park Avenue, Columbia, Missouri, 65201.
Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi. Okay, let me see. Columbia. Okay, and what's the zip code?
39429.
429. Okay. Let me try to find that one because for some reason Missouri's popping up. Oh, okay. Is it 916 North Park Avenue?
Yes, they changed and put North on there for some reason. I don't understand.
Oh, okay, no worries. Okay, so that seems to be why I wasn't able to pull it up. Okay, so I will now read it back to you. So I have 916 North Park Avenue, Columbia, Mississippi, 39429. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry to hear that. What other cancers were you diagnosed with?
It's called verbal. I can't pronounce it.
Vertigo?
Verbal.
Oh, is it vulvar cancer? Okay. That would be let's see. That would be VULVAR. Is that right? Okay, got it. And when were you diagnosed with your vulvar cancer? Do you remember the date?
It was in December 2023 for that one.
Okay, and I'll just go ahead and put December 1st of 2023. Is that right? Okay, and you were diagnosed with this after the meningioma.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Do you did they let you know when it was that you were what stage you were when they had diagnosed you?
Well, I'm not gonna exactly say it was gonna stay because I think they caught it at the beginning because when they removed it, I went back for a checkup. They didn't see any more.
I see. Okay, got it. Okay. No worries. I'll go ahead and put that information in. And again, I'm really sorry to hear that you were also diagnosed with that as well. Okay. And in terms of the meningioma, the brain tumor, who had diagnosed you? What was the doctor's name?
Doctor, when I got diagnosed,
Or do you remember the hospital? I can try to narrow it down from there.
yeah, I remember the hospital is Mary General Hospital in Columbia, Mississippi. And the doctor that did my procedure during that time was Dr. David Nathan.
Okay, got it. And you said it was Marion General Hospital that you were diagnosed. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put that. Okay, so the doctor that had treated you was Dr. David Nathan, or was he the one that diagnosed you?
That's the one who treated me.
Treated you. Okay, so you wouldn't happen to remember the one that diagnosed you. Is that right? It's okay if you don't remember.
No, ma'am.
Okay, no worries. I'll go ahead and put in this information. And Dr. David Nathan, did you also see him at Marion or did you see him at a different hospital?
I was saying that Marion.
You went to the same one?
Marion Hospital, that's the only one I seen him at.
Okay, got it. Thank you for that. Okay, and in terms of the actual depot shots, where were you prescribed the shots? As in, who had authorized for you to start taking the depot? What clinic or hospital was that?
It was the women's pavilion, Dr. Andrea Carter.
Okay, got it. And did you see her in Hattiesburg?
No, ma'am, only in Columbia.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it. And it was a Women's Pavilion that you went to, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. Okay, and did you have the shots there at their location, or did you have them mailed home to the pharmacy that you had gone to, the local pharmacy?
The local pharmacy.
Which pharmacy was
I had to
that?
pick them up with Wildgrain in Columbia.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Is that going to be the one off of the 98?
Yes, ma'am, it's only one in Columbia.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to make sure. Okay, perfect. And at Marion, they are going to have the medical records showing your diagnosis there. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And last thing I'll need here is just an emergency contact for you. It could be
Emergency
anyone.
contact. Okay, my daughter.
Okay, sure. And what's your daughter's name?
Destiny.
It's a beautiful name. Thank you. Okay, and I'm ready for her phone number whenever you're able to pull it up for me.
601 522 6595.
Perfect. Thank you so much. What I'll need you to do now that I'm going to drop up the consent forms is if you're able to, go ahead and put your phone on speaker.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and drop up the consent forms so that you're able to, of course, we're able to start pulling your medical records from there. So are you confirming that you are indeed Angela Ware Connerly, residing at 916 North Park Avenue, Columbia, Mississippi, 39429?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are confirming that your date of birth is February 25th, 1976, with a social security number of 43431-4494. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So, I'm going to send this to you right now. You are about to see a text message notification pop up in your phone. Go ahead and click on it when it comes in, okay?
Okay, something just popped up.
Yep, go ahead and click on that. And if you haven't gone through this process before, yes, go ahead.
Is it from Hannah Pham from
Yes.
Mass Tort? Okay.
That's the one.
Click
Okay,
on
so
it.
yep, let's go ahead and click on it. Once you click on that text message, there's actually two messages. At the bottom one, there's one that you can actually click on the link. Go ahead and click on that link.
It's a, do I answer yes or no?
Go ahead and click yes. They're just asking to confirm that it is you that is receiving this message. The next one is a security check. Just confirm that your email is correct and then click continue.
Okay.
The next one is going to say, please review and add to these documents. Do you see where it says, I agree to electronic signature?
Yes.
Go ahead and click on that box and then click on the continue button.
On this. Okay, I'm on the
Perfect.
Depo-Provera injection.
Yep, and at the very top of the screen, do you see where it says start to begin? A yellow start button. Go ahead and click on that start button. Once you click on that, I want you to carefully look for a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Do you see that? Once you click on that, you have two options. You can either draw your signature the way that you normally do, or you can click where it says select style. They'll create one for you, whichever you feel most comfortable with. And once you are happy with that signature, at the bottom left, go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign. Once you click on adopt and sign, you're going to look for another one of those yellow boxes with the arrow. Just go ahead and tap on that. Tap on any of those yellow boxes that pop up, and then you'll click finish once you're all done. Perfect. So I got it on my side. Let me just make sure everything looks good. And that'll be it. There is a continue button, but you can actually exit off of that. We don't need you to create an account, so you can just, leave the screen. Okay, perfect. So everything looks great here. At this point, you don't need to do anything, but it is very important that from now into the next 4 days, someone from the law firm is going to be contacting you. They do just want to make a 5-minute introductory phone call with you before they start pulling your record. So just make sure that when they do reach out, you do get back to them within a reasonable time frame, okay? And in a moment here, I am going to be texting you my direct number. So that if you ever have questions or want updates on the case, just feel free to reach out to me and I'll be able to assist you. Okay, Angela? Okay, well, I appreciate your time. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, not only just with the meningioma, but as well with your vulvar cancer. So if there is anything that we can do to help you get justice here, that's what we want to do for you, okay? I appreciate your time and I do hope you have a great rest of your day and holiday.
And you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.